With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspiring listening. Thanks for joining me. This week brings the close of the liturgical year with the Feast of Christ the King, which celebrates the coming of the kingdom of God on earth and in heaven, even as we prepare for American Thanksgiving. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll hear festive music to mark both feasts, with pieces by Stanford, Purcell, Friedel, and others. We'll begin with one of the greatest hymns of Thanksgiving, Now Thank We All Our God, with words by 17th century hymn writer Martin Rinkhart and sturdy melody by Johann Kruger. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral and English Brass Ensemble in his own arrangement.
Thank you.
Now Thank We All Our God is arranged by John Scott and performed by the Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, with the English Brass Ensemble and organist Christopher Dernley. The hymn Let Us With a Gladsome Mind sets words of John Milton from 1624. It's commonly heard sung to the tune Monkland. We'll hear a stanza of it sung to that tune, followed by a jaunty anthem setting by Alan Rideout. Richard Coffey leads the South Church Chancel Choir of New Britain, Connecticut. South Church Chancel Choir of New Britain, Connecticut, sang two settings of the hymn, Let Us With a Gladsome Mind, first to the hymn tune Monkland, and then in anthem form composed by Alan Rideout. Richard Coffey conducted with David Westfall at the organ. Music of J.S. Bach's eldest son is next, as we hear a prelude on the chorale Wir danken dir, Herr Jesu Christ, by Wilhelm Friedemann Bach. Filippo Turri performs at the Church of St. Anthony the Abbot in Padua, Italy. We thank thee, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
prelude on the chorale Wir danken dir, Herr Jesu Christ, by Wilhelm Friedemann Bach. Filippo Turi performed. As we mark the feast of Christ the King, grand music of praise can be found in the Te Deum in B-flat by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. We'll hear it in grand form, performed by the choir of Westminster Abbey with the addition of the London Brass. Martin Neary conducts with Ian Simcock at the organ. The choir of Westminster Abbey, joined by the London Brass and organist Ian Simcock, performed the wonderful Te Deum in B-flat by C.V. Stanford. Martin Neary conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Up next, we'll feature a complete performance of Johann Sebastian Bach's great Cantata No. 79, Gott der Herr ist Sonne und Schild, The Lord God is Sun and Shield. It's among at least three cantatas that Bach composed for the Festival of the Reformation, but is also appropriate as we approach Thanksgiving in America. Cantata No. 79 dates from 1725 and begins with a festive movement with brilliant orchestration including horns, flutes, oboes, and timpani. The timpani strokes in this movement, and when they're recalled later, almost have the effect of replicating the hammer strokes of Luther's nailing of the theses to the castle church door in Wittenberg. This cantata is also known for its incorporation of the chorale by Johann Kruger, Now Thank We All Our God, in the third movement, and hinted at in the opening chorus. We'll hear a wonderful performance of the work from a recording by Montreal Baroque featuring soprano Hélène Brunet, countertenor Michael Taylor, tenor Philippe Gagné, and baritone Jesse Blumberg. All are conducted by Eric Milne. Thank you.
wissen den rechten Weg zur Seligkeit. Denn Jesu, du hast ihn uns durch dein Wort gewiesen, drum bleibt dein Name jede Zeit gepriesen. Weil aber viele noch zu dieser Zeit an fremdem Joch aus Blindheit ziehen müssen, ach, so erbarme dich auch ihre gnädig, dass sie den rechten Weg erkennen und dich bloß ihren Mittler nennen. Gott, ach Gott, verlass die deinen Himmel hin. Gott,
Cantata No. 79, The Lord God is Sun and Shield, was performed by Montreal Baroque, led by Eric Milne. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Henry Purcell was born in 1659, just prior to the Restoration in England in 1660. His musical life benefited from the flourishing of music that was brought about under the reign of Charles II. Purcell became a chorister at the Chapel Royal, and eventually became organist there, as well as at Westminster Abbey. Thus, his choral works were generally in English rather than Latin, and we'll hear his setting of Psalm 63 next, O God, Thou art my God. Noel Edison leads the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario. The choir of St. John's Church, Elora, sang O God, Thou Art My God by Henry Purcell. Noel Edison directed. A hymn by noted Roman Catholic priest and musician James Chapanis is coming up. To Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King, proclaims the reign of Christ in a stirring text by Martin Hellriegel, an early proponent of liturgical renewal in the Catholic Church in America. The arrangement we'll hear, beginning with a choral fanfare, was prepared by Vern Nelson and premiered at the dedication of the new Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California in July 2019. John Romeri leads the combined choirs and orchestra of the cathedral.
Christ,
To Jesus Christ, Our Sovereign King, a hymn by James J. Chapanis, was performed by the combined choirs of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Dr. John Romeri conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Harold Friedel held several prominent church music positions in New York during the first half of the 20th century, most notably as organist choirmaster at St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church on Park Avenue, from 1946 until his untimely death in 1958. During the course of his career, he composed a number of hymns and anthems that have continued to be staples of the choral repertoire, both for the careful choice of texts and for the sensitive ways in which he set them. We'll listen to a wonderful setting by Harold Friedel, not often recorded, of a George Herbert text, King of Glory, King of Peace. The choir of St. Peter's Church in St. Louis is led by David Sinden. King of Glory, King of Peace, as set by Harold Friedel. The choir of St. Peter's Church in St. Louis sang under the direction of David Sinden. Among the works composed by Gustav Holst before he achieved a breakthrough with the premiere of The Planets in 1914 are two psalm settings he wrote while in service of St. Paul's Girls' School, where he was director of music. Only after he became well-known were these pieces published in 1920, with the organ part expanded to brass and later to full orchestra. It's in this last form that we'll hear his setting of Psalm 148, which is based on a favorite hymn tune, Lasst uns erfreuen. Richard Hickox leads the Britten Singers and City of London Sinfonia in this performance.
Children's reverent praise for thy wondrous works and ways.
Psalm 148, a full-throated psalm of praise as set by Gustav Holst for chorus and full orchestra. The Britten singers were joined by the City of London Sinfonia, all conducted by Richard Hickox. We began the hour with the hymn Now Thank We All Our God, and next we'll hear an organ prelude on the tune Nun Danket Alle Gott by Siegfried Karg-Ehlert. While the tune is embedded into the rather dense texture, there are periodic fragments that are clearly recognizable. This dramatic setting is performed by Stephen Clebury on the organ of King's College, Cambridge. Nun Danket Alle Gott by Siegfried Karg-Ehlert was performed by Stephen Clebury on the organ in the chapel of King's College, Cambridge. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to celebrate the Feast of Christ the King as well as American Thanksgiving. I hope you've enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.